We figure that there are now two dysfunctional Earth-made robotic vehicles on the surface of Mars. NASA's Spirit is at least showing a pulse again. The European Space Agency's Beagle 2 hasn't been heard from at all since it presumably hit the Martian surface on Christmas Day. Well, this led to a whimsical what-if around here. What if Spirit had actually been injured by a very sneaky Beagle 2? What if they were both operational, and in the truest spirit of imperial adventure and exploration, in this distant territory they both landed on, they decided to have a war? It would be a sort of Martian version of a popular Comedy Central cable TV show, BattleBots. This is the contest in which remote-controlled machines hack, charge, slash, and maim each other in robotic combat. What if Spirit and Beagle 2 went at it in the box, as they say on the show? Charles Tilford, also known as Supreme Commander Charles Tilford of the South Bay Robo Warriors, is a veteran contestant on BattleBox. In his day job, he's a professional mechanical engineer, and we have called upon him for some robotic battle strategies for the two Martian landing crafts. Supreme Commander Tilford, when you look at the specs and capabilities of Spirit, what do you see as its strong points in BattleBot terms?
Well, Spirit has excellent mobility with its six-wheel system, and it also has the flexibility of its arm. Perhaps it could drive over to the Beagle. Maybe it even saw it and went over in that direction. Now, Beagle basically just sits there, but it has its stealthy probe propelled by its spring power. But what I'm thinking is that perhaps it got bored with that, and if Spirit came over, it used all of its spring power and unleashed a stealth attack to whack into the side of the control box and disable Spirit. Perhaps that's why the Spirit brain seems to be decidedly addled.
And this is a very, very big perhaps as we pursue this highly speculative theory of what might have happened on the surface of Mars. Beagle 2 also possesses a grinder, which according to the European Space Agency was actually especially designed by a Hong Kong dentist who says it lets out a horrible sound in addition to grinding and drilling.
Well, I wonder what it would sound like in the really thin atmosphere, although I think the smart money would have to be on Spirit with its base of Yankee ingenuity against the old world European technology over there.
And including the ability to simply run away if it had to, which is something Beagle 2 can't do.
It could do that, but Beagle conceivably could have gotten the probe whipping it around and perhaps entangled Spirit. That's a classic BattleBot's trick, is to entangle the other guy and try to flip him over.
But if Spirit could remain upright, it could presumably use its rock abrasion tool, known as the RAT, I am informed, to just pound Beagle 2.
Absolutely, and if it could grind through the shell of Beagle, then raise all sorts of havoc with its interior workings.
Spirit would have an added advantage. It might get some tag team help from the Opportunity when it arrives this weekend.
Now, I mean, if all goes as planned, Opportunity will be bouncing on the other side of the planet, more or less. But who knows what happens? I mean, if Opportunity, while it was bouncing, could even squish down on Beagle, there are possibilities there.
So the idea that our American Mars rover might have succumbed to sneaky European attack seems pretty minimal here.
But is it beyond the realm of possibility? Oh, probably.
Well, Charles Tilford, thanks a lot for playing along with us.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel.
Supreme Commander Charles Tilford of the South Bay Robo Warriors, a team that competes, as Commander Tilford does frequently, on the cable TV show BattleBots.